Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective is presented by YouTube TV. Try it free today at youtube.com/NBA23. New users only. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
They're a better team. Bigger, stronger, longer, more talented, deeper. They're a better team.
Welcome to the Hoop Collective. Game 4 post-game podcast. Very honored to be joined by the great Michael Wilbon here on the floor in Miami. Michael, I'm starting to get the feeling we're lucky this is getting to Game 5.
Brian, I think sadly this is kind of what we all thought it was going to be. And then after that Game 2 Miami win in Denver, it looked like, okay, maybe it could be something else. More exciting, more drawn out, more dramatic. And it got that way for a minute. And then it's not. I mean, Denver is a better team.
Yes.
And I just think that Miami has sort of maxed out and chasing them and not going to be able to catch them.
So I felt like the Heat totally sold out on Jamal Murray tonight. They threw everything they had, hard doubles. They were bumping him before he got into the freaking half court. And it worked. He didn't score much. He had to pass. He got a bunch of assists again. And they were just like, oh, okay, we'll just throw. Because they had to bring a third defender over. It's like, oh, that just leaves Aaron Gordon open, so we'll just go to Aaron Gordon, and he killed
Aaron
him.
Gordon either open or facing a much smaller defender, and we saw how that worked in Game 1. It doesn't. I mean, when Jokic went out with a fifth foul,
that's right,
with about 9-plus minutes
had the green
left.
Light. If they were ever going to do it, it was going
to
be then.
It was going to be then, and they got it to 5. And, you know, a couple of possessions. It was 6, and they had a chance to get it to 4, and bam, couldn't hit a short shot in the lane. And
that was a bad miss.
And Jimmy had a turnover on another situation where it's 7 and they're going to get it to 5. And he's got Caldwell Pope on him, who's 3 inches shorter.
Yes.
And so, look, Miami had a couple of chances to put some pressure on them without Jokic and couldn't do it. And I, instead of being sort of, you know, I told Stephen A. Smith on our post game, I said, look, Miami's not good enough. I mean, at some point – we can point out what Strus didn't do and, you know, what Caleb didn't.
Gabe Vincent has faded away.
But they're not good enough. Yeah. They've, if I can borrow a phrase from Steve Kerr, who said this about his team, when they lost to the Lakers, they maxed out. Oh, my goodness, the Miami Heat seem to have maxed out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't get mad at them now for the things they can't do.
Vivid Seats wants you to get to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seat Rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code HOOP. That's code HOOP, H-O-O-P. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. If only starting your fitness journey was as easy as starting this podcast. The truth is, all the lift big, get big, and beach body ready in 3 weeks pressure stops most of us from even starting. And starting is what matters most. It's everything. Wherever you're beginning and wherever you want to be, Peloton encourages you to just start. With thousands of classes to get you moving and doing what you can, even if that's just a 10-minute low-impact class, they have those too. And when you're ready, take it up a gear with a 30-minute live DJ ride. Start with Peloton and find instructors that will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey. Learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
I know it's mildly controversial that Jokic, that fifth foul on Jokic. He could have challenged it. I don't think he would have won the challenge.
I don't either.
So they were kind of – Scott Foster made the call. Scott Foster usually makes big calls for the road team. He's not afraid for the road team. It was a Denver advantage that Scott Foster got this game, just to be clear. And it came home, but that wasn't the issue. But that call could have gone either way. The Heat get that call. It's a –
That was their time. That was their chance.
Red carpet.
It was.
To make this 2-2.
That was their chance. And they had the right, they had the ball in the hands of the right people on their possessions. Once they got it to 5, and they couldn't cash in. By the way, my editorial comment on Jokic and the foul is, and I agree with you, your assessment of that. Jokic got the benefit of the whistle about 4 times in game three that I thought were egregious. And so there was some payback. But they couldn't, the Heat could not finish it when they should have gotten it to five and gotten it to three and put the pressure on. Maybe make Michael Malone put Jokic back. We were having a debate, Woj and Stephen A. and I sitting in the green room as to when Michael Malone would put Jokic back in. And I said 6 minute mark at the earliest, unless he's got a 7 point lead. And of course, he had a 7 point lead.
Yeah.
And he went into the 4 minute mark. And by that time, you could really see that, again, Miami had maxed out. They weren't playing with the kind of energy that Jimmy Butler has said, rightfully, accurately so, they needed to play with. They couldn't summon any more of it.
And Jimmy can't summon it anymore.
No, he can't summon it anymore. And they used it chasing Jamal Murray.
That's right.
They did everything to try to stop him. And Murray is smart enough and savvy enough and veteran enough now to know that he can impact the game without actually hitting the basket when he's got Aaron Gordon going like that. And Bruce Brown, how about him?
20-point game from him.
Those two guys, points between the two of them?
Yes, an 8 of 11.
Yeah, they're a better team. Bigger, stronger, longer, more talented, deeper. They're a better team.
Yeah, I think there's ways that Miami could have pulled this off, but they're not happening. Jimmy could have had 40 tonight. It's not happening. Strus could have hit 8 threes. It's not happening. I think you might consider playing Tyler Hero in Game 5 because you need the offense. But
they
Maybe he's not ready. I don't know if any of those things would have made a difference.
Yeah, I don't. They could have made a difference tonight, but they're not going to make a difference back in Denver. The franchise has waited too long. They've been through too much together. They're too certain of each other now and their coach and what they're doing as a team and as an organization. Brown, the two Browns, however they spell it, Brown and Brown. Look at them.
Yeah.
Look at what they can contribute now. They're just better, and they know it. I think I borrow this from the great, late John Thompson, who, even when watching NBA games when he was coaching Georgetown, would say to me, son, at some point, both teams know who the better team is.
That's right.
And we've reached that point. We might have reached it in Game 3.
Yeah.
But you needed confirmation, so we got it tonight, and that's – you know, I know this is the point at which everybody counts Miami out and they come roaring back, but I don't see that happening in Denver in Game 5.
So here's the thing. I think in Game 1, in all honesty, Denver played like a B-minus game.
Agreed.
I'm not sure they were much better tonight. Jokic, I mean, they got the – so Gordon and Brown made up for it.
Yeah, they did.
They played A games, but on balance, I don't think Denver even played that great.
I agree
Porter
with you.
Still can't hit a shot.
Porter, you know, I
thought – Murray had 15 points.
I thought Porter – was going to be the X-factor guy for Denver tonight, that if they got up, he would do what either Brown or what Brown did. But you know what? You think about this. Aaron Gordon, there's a reason why he was coveted.
Yeah.
Both coming into the NBA, in Orlando when he was sort of miscast into the role of star. He's in the proper role here. When he can be your third best player as opposed to –
yeah.
Allegedly your best player, which he was in Orlando, but that wasn't going to work. Man, that's a complete
this
team.
This reminds me of Rasheed Wallace to Detroit. It reminds me of Andre Iguodala to Golden State. Guys who were big studs at other places
or
high expectations.
Yeah.
High expectations.
Agreed.
At least. And they come here and they get to be the complimentary piece, and then you can downshift to them.
It's great scouting, Brian, and it shows what Denver has done in so many situations.
Yeah.
With Christian Brown going to get a kid who's a rookie in development. It's both putting the person in the right role, everybody you just named. Denver's done that, obviously, with Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown and Bruce Brown. How about that? They sort of get him off of
$6 million they're paying him.
Come on. That's great identification.
Dan
and
Levitard
great
just
development.
Walked into our shot. He utter disregard, thinks he owns the place.
Because he does.
It's true.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Nuggets made a trade today and acquired an extra first-round pick.
And this, but Brian, I thought that, tell me, maybe I'm wrong here, with the rules as they are and the greater difficulty in constructing a championship-contending roster, you better be able to identify and develop talent, which means have draft picks. And whether you trade for a guy who's closer to that developed point or draft and develop, you gotta have a draft, you gotta have more draft picks. And so, man, to identify the team that has a million of them in Oklahoma City and go and get one of theirs, it's just smart on the part of Denver. And you know,
this might be a little grandiose what I'm about to say. Denver doing that deal today was a signal that they think they can win more.
Yes. They're looking at a longer, right. What they hope is a longer run.
They just made a deal today, and it was, hello, Charles Clask. Michael Wilbon.
Good to see you. Good to see
assistant coach of the Denver Nuggets. He's feeling good.
He should be.
He went to Michigan State. Good. And what I tell him about people from Michigan State, nobody likes people from Michigan State more than Michigan State. All right, anyway, they made a deal today because they think they're going to be
good.
Around for a
relevant.
While.
Relevant, yeah.
And they're about to close this one out, too. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, Mr. Wilbon, for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it. Be well, travel safe, and we'll see you in Denver on Monday.
We'll see you in Denver Monday, and unlikely to be beyond that. We'll be dealing with the draft.
That's right.
After that point, unless Miami's got one more miracle in them, which is a lot to ask.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to Hoops Collective.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.